The St Luke's Health Northwest Thunder have got off to an absolute flyer of a start in the NBL 1 competition. 3 wins out of 4 games, can't complain about that. They're playing, well, they've got a home game tonight, but it's in Launceston. We'll explain that in a minute. The coach of the Thunder is Nick Hayward, who joins me now. Good morning, Nick.
Morning, Martin.
I've got to say, first of all, congratulations on your start to the season. This is probably the best you could have hoped for, I reckon. 2 wins on the road last week, of course, was particularly impressive.
Yeah, we had a great road trip. I'm really proud of how the boys went. But yeah, we're just taking it one game at a time.
Okay, now you're playing in Launceston tonight, as we mentioned in the intro there. You're taking on Eltham, but this is part of the deal with the Launceston Tornadoes. They'll be playing home games, of course, one or two in Ulverston as well. So you really want people from the coast to head along tonight?
Yeah, totally. So it's a double header, so we count that as a home crowd for us. And yeah, the Launceston people usually get behind our games, just like the North West Coasters get behind the Tornadoes.
On court, everything's been clicking well for you. We know that there's no imports allowed this year in any of the teams because of COVID and what have you. But you're almost at full strength, and you know, I guess when you look back to a couple of years ago, you know, it's an improvement on that, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it is. Our local boys are just really strong, and they're just really hungry to play at the moment, and they all get along great, which is a definite win. So, I mean, tonight we've got a couple of the state boys out again. Si Deans and Taz Armstrong are still away at Nationals, plus a few of the other young boys that are in the squad as well. So we're close to full strength tonight.
Okay, now you've still got one more potentially to come into the team, of course. Mike Carina, who's been recruited from South East Melbourne, they're still playing at the moment in the NBL. And I guess, you know, once he gets to the coast, it'll be the final piece of the puzzle for you.
Yeah, well, Mike came to our games in Melbourne on the weekend, supported the boys, sat on the bench with us. He's a big 6'10 Kiwi man who's, he's holding up a position with South East Melbourne at the moment. But yeah, he'll fit in nicely when he comes down. I mean, he'll have to find his way because our bigs are playing really well at the moment, but he'll be welcomed.
Okay, tonight you're playing Eltham. What can you tell us about them?
Yeah, well, they got some tall timber as well. They got a 7-footer who's pretty good, but their strengths lie in their guard positions, especially Adam Doyle, who's their point guard. So they'll run most of their stuff through him. So, look, Joel Beveridge, Mason Bragg, Joe Chilcott, they'll have big defensive assignments tonight.
And I think it's been mentioned that, you know, one of the things about the Thunder this year is that there's no standout player or number one or number two player, as often is the case with imports. We don't have any this year, and it's really a very even team effort. I know you've been, you know, you've had a lot of praise, and particularly for the game in Hobart when you beat Hobart Chargers first up. But it was very much a team effort, and there was no stars. It was a team performance rather than individuals stepping up.
Yeah, definitely, Martin. That's how it's going to be. Like, we haven't had anyone score 20 points yet. We've had 5 guys in double figures every game. And, you know, we're running high rotations at the moment. So when the boys get in there, they do their little bit, then get out and give someone else a turn. And, I mean, that's team basketball, and that's what I've been preaching. And these guys are totally bought into it. And, it's going well for us.
Interesting you should say you've had no one score more than 20 points, which surprises me. But, when, like you said, if you've got 4 or 5 players scoring double figures, that'll win you a lot of games.
Yep, and our ball movement's been really good, and I hope that continues tonight. And it'll just end up in somebody different's hands every play. So, yeah, that's the way we're going.
Makes it harder for the opposition to defend, and that's what you want, isn't it?
Yeah, totally.
So when you've had one home game already, and of course under the current restrictions, you can't have a full stadium, but I think it was about 75%, and the home crowd that was there were fairly vocal, I understand.
Yeah, they were pretty good, but I've said this for lots of years. I think the North West Coast need to get a little bit louder. I mean, we played in Frankston last weekend, and they were just crazy. They were really, really loud, and it was a tough environment to play in. I'd love to see the North West Coast get to that stage. But I think we can help generate that as well. So when we play a high-intensity, high-octane game, I think the crowd feel that. But, yeah, I'll always ask for more noise from the crowd.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anyone that's been to one of the games in Hobart, when you play down there, they'll come away from there thinking, gee, they don't like us down there. And that's really what you want people coming to Ulverston. You want them to go away thinking, geez, they don't like us down in Tassie.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's nothing nasty. It's just getting behind the boys and giving them a bit of a razz up, both on offence and defence. I think the players feel that, and it's a better place and it's a better environment to be when there's, you know, that passionate sporting noise, I suppose.
Yeah, it is. And like, I know what you mean. There's been sometimes when there hasn't been much of an atmosphere, and particularly what we find is, you know, if you get behind by 10 or 12 points, the crowd tend to go really quiet, don't they? And that's perhaps when you need them to be most vocal.
Yeah, I mean, that's where it's been spoken about for ages, but the crowd can be the sixth man for you. And, yeah, you're right. You're exactly right. That's when we need them the most. So I'll keep urging the crowd to do that. And like I said, hopefully we can, as players, we can make that happen as well with our intensity.
OK, now, when are you back home again? Next week, is it?
Yeah, next week.
Okay, well, good luck tonight. Thanks for your time this morning. I'll talk to you again down the track. Thanks very much.
Good on you, Martin. Thank you.